This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Before its financial ship completely sank and the city of Detroit had to declare its historic bankruptcy, it was skipping its pension payments, trying to hoard dollars to stem the rising tide of red ink. It didn't work. And it's happening again. This time with Detroit Public Schools. As we learn, DPS is $53 million behind in its pension payments, and there is no end in sight for this financial freefall. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News is here with us. Now, let's start with the projected deficit this year. What are we looking at?
The district is projecting a deficit of $166 million. It's a little less than the $172 million last year, but it is spiked back up after they had a couple of years where they got in control of the deficits. They have an operating debt service of $56 million a year on a roughly $700 million budget. No other school district in the state has anything comparable. That's $1,200 a student that comes off the top of what DPS is spending, which is some of the highest spending per student, almost $14,500 a student in the state. That debt is a huge piece of it. And then the pensions, it's just like the last thing that gets paid. When DPS is trying to sort of hold on to money, make sure they have enough money to make payroll every 2 weeks and keep classes operating. Right now they're projected to be at $81 million behind by July 1.
And as you point out in your story for the news, with interest penalties because of that of $7,600 a day.
Yeah, that's a little more than what the district gets per student in a foundation grant from the state. They are essentially losing, squandering, whatever adjective you want to use. They are losing this money every day in interest penalties. Then there's another $78,000 monthly fee for being delinquent, and that's the equivalent of a teacher's salary and benefits. We did this story because the coalition in Detroit that's about to unveil some recommendations to Governor Snyder on things they think that can be changed the way education is delivered in Detroit, because it's a very broken up system between the city school system, independent charter schools, the Education Achievement Authority. Thousands of Detroit students leave the city limits every day to go to school in the suburbs.
Yeah.
One of the things with Detroit Public Schools is that they're really saddled with higher costs for special education, higher than the average school district in Wayne County or suburbs or even the statewide average, because they have to take on every kid who comes in their door. And charter schools don't have the same type of mandate for servicing every need of a special education student, especially one who's very cognitively impaired. And so DPS has some really good special ed centers, and they're very filled school buildings, but they're very high-cost programs. And because of that, they are spending $40 million more on special education every year than they actually take in for those students. That's a big factor in that $166 million deficit.
And, Chad, as we talk about all of this financial trouble, we all know the Detroit Public Schools have been under state oversight for 12 of the past 15 years. They're on their fourth emergency manager in 6 years. Why in the world would any parent of a Detroit Public Schools student believe that this newest emergency manager, Darnell Early, could do anything to right this ship that hasn't been tried before?
That's what the coalition got formed over, because essentially community business leaders see that this is like the last big nagging problem for the city, is trying to get a stable school system or system of schools that can deliver education at an affordable cost and be stable and attract middle-class families back into the city.
And your story for the news, you have a quote from outgoing state school superintendent Mike Flanagan saying Detroit schools need debt relief from the state legislature. And what do you think the chances are that this new crop of state lawmakers would even begin to entertain that idea?
Governor Snyder, in his proposed 2016 fiscal year budget, included a $75 million line item in that budget for distressed school districts. And after some initial reporting we did on this, the governor's staff acknowledged that this money could be used to help the DPS, for example, with that $56 million payment. But the budget committees in the House and Senate passed budgets this week, and they largely gutted that request from the governor. The House took the $75 million back down to $4 million. I would look for this to be a big negotiation point in the budget talks, especially as the governor formulates a plan and submits a new plan to the legislature this spring on sort of a new deal for Detroit Public Schools, because he's basically said that the emergency management's not working.
So the next step is we're looking to Monday with this community-based coalition for the future of Detroit school children unveiling ideas. What are you expecting to hear from them, Jack?
The big idea that's been kind of been floating around for a while is some type of new authority over all educational entities in Detroit. And if that sounds like back to the future before we had school choice and charter schools, well, I guess we'll have to see what it looks like. But essentially, the idea is that some type of governing authority that can manage and rationalize where schools are placed and better manage things like enrollment. If you want to enroll your child in a school nearby and you try to apply to DPS or a charter, it's very confusing. You have to fill out multiple forms. Busing is a big issue. Charters don't have to bus. DPS does. And DPS is busing kids from all pockets and corners of the city. It gets more and more expensive, especially as the city is less and less populated. And then there's also just the general and more controversial issue of closing schools that are poorly performing. There's a lot of talk about some type of a mechanism that would allow some type of new commission or council to decide if a school is not living up to expectations that it could be closed. And that feeds into this ongoing debate in Lansing about the school reform office, which the governor just took under his wing a couple weeks ago from the Department of Education.
One's head spins. That's all I guess I can say. Chad Livengood's piece is in the Detroit News. As always, thank you so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.